Got it.
Doing. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Anime Brothers featuring your host, Disciple Dashni and Ty Sofly. You already know what it is. They got our other two remaining members out on leave, waiting for them to come back. So you know how it is when it's just me and Ty. We do it right. Got ourselves our little manga review.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to start it off differently because we got a nice little surprise this morning with a special Boruto release. Woo. Early release. We didn't even realize it until I checked. But man, what a chapter it was. What was it? Boruto chapter 53?
Chapter 53.
Oh my goodness. So where we last left off from Boruto, Naruto used his, I forgot what it's called, like, I still don't know the how to pronounce, like, Byurin mode or whatever.
Yeah. I'm just going to call it his ultimate mode because clearly it's like.
It's basically the sacrifice mode where he uses it.
Yeah.
He was giving Ishiki the business.
And whew.
The mode is special because every time he hit an attack, it was shortening his life. And the last chapter ended off with. Ishiki sensing that Naruto's chakra was connected to the arm that he gave Kawaki, and he managed to transport Kawaki to the battlefield where he is, and everybody thought it was a wrap. However, but then this chapter, this chapter starts off. So Kawaki's on the battlefield, and you know. Ishiki's thinking that it's a wrap. He got it made in the shade. Mm-hmm. You know, Naruto is trying to tell Kawaki to just run away. And, you know, Kawaki tries it, but no. Nah.
Ishiki catches him quickly.
Yo, honestly, one of my favorite parts about this manga when he's like, oh, it's finally, it's a good thing I got you here. But, you know, you managed to shorten my life. You guys managed to push me to the brink. I sense I only got like 5 minutes left. And we all know what 5 minutes in anime time means. Like, especially those of us who are DBZ fans, you understand the comedy of hearing 5 minutes in anime time. Because 5 minutes can end up being eight or nine episodes.
You know, a couple of chapters, episodes, we don't. You never know. They'll drag it out to however they see fit. But actually, I was surprised because they did the full 5 minutes in this one chapter. So really I'll give them that one. I'll give them that one. Shocked. Mm-hmm.
I was really shocked.
Yeah. But back to the battlefield. Ishiki catches Kawaki. And you know he's got him by the neck. He's like, I'm about to start this up. And then Sasuke makes that switch with his was it Rinnegan? Rinnegan?
Yeah. Rinnegan. The Rinnegan. I was like, oh, that was a good move. Yeah. That was sweet. And he's like, yo, Kawaki, you see that thing on the ground? He's like, throw it at your feet. And I'm just like, okay, smoke screen. But like, yeah. I was like, yo, he got the Byakuya. That's not gonna work. Mm-hmm. Come to find out. It's not just any regular smoke screen. It's a smoke screen that's made out of minerals that'll block visual powers. Which, how convenient. How convenient that's now made, huh? Where was that? All throughout Naruto.
I feel like that's probably, like, obviously a recent development. Either Sasuke figured it out or Sasuke had it. Done by that.
I doubt Sasuke figured out. It's probably like the more of like the ninja stuff.
Yeah, but probably he might have either requested it or something. But either way, I want to say that doctor dude, the ninja tools doctor, I forgot his name, but I want to say he built it.
We can just call him the ninja tool doctor. We'll classify him as semi important for now, because he might have more. During the story later on, but right now he's just, you know, semi-important. Not important enough to know his name.
That's true.
So right now he's Ninja Tools Doctor.
I like it.
But it's funny because, like, even when Kawaki got transported, like, back at the base, like, Amato was just like, oh, no, nah, we're finished. We're absolutely done. Mm-hmm. You kind of get the feeling that it's good. That smoke screen, though, it lasted a lot longer than what we've seen before in, like, the previous Naruto's. Like, it didn't just go away. Like, it stayed there for a while. Mm-hmm. And, like, it was so bad. Like, even when Ichigi flew up into the air and tried to look, he couldn't even find Kawaki. So we just like, so that honestly, it made me kind of like when Goku went underwater and he was fighting when Frieza, and the Frieza was just looking, and then Goku realized Frieza couldn't sense energy. But Frieza was just getting pissed, just yelling.
Yeah.
He was just like, Kawaki! You even saw the aura around him. He's like, yo, where are you?
It's so, and
this when you know someone's getting petty. Like, you got so petty that instead of, like, trying to find Kawaki, he's just like, you know what? I'm just going to go in and start attacking Naruto. So he starts attacking Naruto, who's already been drained and beat because of his sacrifice mode. And so he's just stomping on him. He's just like, yo, Kawaki, he's like, you got 10 seconds to show yourself, or I'm just going to kill your beloved Hokage. I'm just like, wow, you petty. It's like, you're getting outsmarted by a kid, so you got to resort to pettiness.
Yeah, you know, villains, they don't, no code of honor, man. No code of honor.
None whatsoever.
And then. So, okay, you got it.
No, you can go.
I was going to say, and then, you know, Kawaki, you know, he's pays respects to Naruto, because, you know, Naruto took him in, nobody else treated him like family when nobody else would. And then another flashback he had, and he was like, Naruto was like, you're my student. So Kawaki, like, all that stuff bubbling up, you know, he's got to come through and try to save Naruto. Like, that's something that you can do. And I was actually, it's like, surprised on what ninjutsu he was going to use. I wasn't quite sure. And then, like, the first thing he did, it seemed like, I don't even know, like a smokescreen ninjutsu right off the bat.
I thought it was the fireball jutsu.
I couldn't tell what it was.
It didn't say, but it looked it looked like fireball. It looked like the fireball ninjutsu, just for like the pose. Because Kawaki, you were like, Ichigi gets the countdown and he gets down to one, and then Kawaki finally shows himself. Oh, and then Sasuke's like, yo, you idiot. He's like, yo, just last a little bit longer. So it's like, all you had to do was just last a little bit longer and you were fine. And so he was just like, yo, Ichigi was just like, you're a fool. And he was just like, you're precious Hokage, taught you all these values, and because of that, it's like, this is why you're lost. It's like, you guys really pushed you to the limit. I commend you for that. Hokage just like, yo, Naruto took me in as a student. And he's like, he treated me better than anybody else. It's like, you don't understand. It's like, I don't want to live in a world without the Hokage. Like, that means nothing to me, like, even if it means that I have to die. He's just like, yo, he's like, what is, and then Ichigi's like, talking all this good issues, like, yo, what does it matter? You're nothing more than a vessel anyways.
That's cool.
He implants karma into him, and he's just like, ha, now I can sleep. He's like, you're good. He's like, now I can sleep. It's all fun and done. And all of a sudden, karma starts disappearing. And we're just like, oh, what's going on? And so it was just like, yo, what's going on? Kawaki just like, shadow doppelganger jutsu. I was just like, oh, snap. It's like, of course, your Naruto student learned that Naruto's very first technique. That's kind of crazy, so, though.
Why they call it that, though? Like, isn't it called a shadow clone?
Maybe it's different.
But, like, if you go back to the original Naruto, like, when he first started, when they were building the doppelgangers, they weren't like, you know, able to move or anything. They were just like straight up copy. And that's what Naruto failed at. But then when it came to shadow clones, where they could actually take on and do things that your normal self could do, he was able to do that, obviously, with the scroll and everything. So that's why I'm surprised they were calling it the doppelganger, because I thought the doppelganger didn't really have much motion or anything of that nature.
I'm not sure. Because the doppelganger kind of moved, because he was able to come out and everything. But maybe it's different just because of the way Kawaki is. Like, he doesn't really use, like, ninjutsu like that.
Just true. The way
karma. But he doesn't have karma in his body anymore.
But he has chakra.
Yeah. So that's weird. Like, it's different. I'm not sure what's the difference. Maybe it was like a translation thing, or but it said Shadow Doppelganger instead of Shadow Clone. So we'll see if there's an actual difference between the two. But then Ishiki got pissed. And he was just like, yo, I can't believe it. Kawaki just like, yeah, you got played by a little vessel. Imagine how you feel. No, but I think my favorite line was just like, you mind telling us how much time you got left there? And he's just like, yo, what's going on? But the best part is like in the final seconds, like Ishiki's just lying on the ground, looking up, and he's crumbling away. And Kawaki's just like, nah. And he jumps and just stomps him right on the head.
Game over.
I was like, yep. That's beautiful.
Oh, man.
That's beautiful.
And just when you think everything's all good, Kawaki goes over to Naruto, chatting it up. Like, Naruto's like, oh, man, you used the doppelganger ninjutsu. And he's like, yeah, you know, you taught it to me, blah, blah, blah. And then Sasuke comes through. He's like, yo, Naruto, what's up with that special mode you just had? Like, tell me about it. I want to know now. And, you know, it seems like your typical end, right? No. Twist. Baruto, who's being controlled by... I don't even know which one is controlling Baruto. But anyways, he comes through and stabs Sasuke in the eye. Yep. And I'm just like, Sasuke, no.
Because at first, like, they just gathered around, and then the scene kind of pans to them looking out at some danger. I'm like, yo, what's going on? All of a sudden, you see Boruto just come flying through and stab Sasuke in the eye with the kunai. And it's just like, yo, what's going on? And then Kawaki shocked Naruto, like, yo, Boruto, what are you doing? But it turns out it's not Boruto. Momoshiki has come and taken over through all that battle. Momoshiki came and took over Boruto's body. And now, since they're all tired out from Ishiki's battle, it's now Momoshiki's trying to take advantage of that. And that, what a plot. I didn't see that coming, because it didn't seem anywhere like Boruto was being taken over in the previous chapter. I thought him and Sasuke had a plan.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how they're going to get him out of Boruto. Momoshiki.
I mean, none of them there. And honestly, yeah, none of them there can even stop him.
No,
somehow it's gonna be with Kawaki. It's gonna be with Kawaki somehow.
It's like, I don't know what's gonna. I'm intrigued to see what happens next. I know it's gonna be like a month from now, but I'm intrigued. My goodness, I can't get over Sasuke getting stabbed in the eye. Like, what?
Yeah, stabbed him right in the Rinnegan too.
Yeah, like what do we do now? He doesn't have the Rinnegan. Like, well, doesn't he still have? What's in his right
Sharingan.
Eye?
Sharingan's in his right eye.
That's all he has in the right eye? I thought that's it. Dang.
He has the Sharingan in his right eye and then the fixed fast Rinnegan in his left.
Yeah, there's no way that eye's the eye's gone, man.
He's definitely damaged.
It's damaged. I don't even think they could repair it. Like, I think it's a wrap for that left eye. Damn, feels so bad. It was like, I don't think there's another way for him to get the Rinnegan back. Like,
well, we don't know if his eye's completely gone. It's just straight up damaged.
True. Still, it's a big blow.
Look how epic the chapter gets when Kishimoto comes back and starts taking care of the storyline. Like, this is what we want to see. That was a good chapter. That was a great chapter. When we beginning, that was a great chapter.
I'm intrigued.
And now, like, you can see, like, the original, like, feelings of Naruto coming back to the chapter. And it's just like, it's epic. Instantly, you see that.
Man, what a plot twist. Oh, yeah. Yep. That's crazy.
And then we got, what was it, My Hero Academia?
Chapter 294.
That was a good chapter. That was a great chapter, again. Another great chapter for me. Personally, like, and this is why I love this manga/anime, because they do a lot of work into developing like a lot of characters, not just like one or two or three like a like other anime has. Like this show, it's like not even just the heroes, like you get stuff on the villain, which brings up this chapter when we get a real in-depth look into Mr. Compress.
Yep. And man, oh man, was this intense chapter for Mr. Compress. This chapter starts off with, like, you know, everyone's kind of like joyous. Well, not joyous. This is, I guess this is more of a kind of a talk through by Genus, Best Genus, because he's like, without everyone contributing from like the time it's the battle started to where they are right now, they would not have gotten
to get Giant Machia down.
Yeah. So he's like, you know, he's doing a verbal like thanks to everyone and all that. So like
you guys a little soliloquy going.
Yeah. So at this point I'm thinking like, yo, Heroes got this, right? That's what I'm thinking while I'm reading, right? And then just out of nowhere, Mr. Compress, it kind of just slides into his story. And, you know, he's feeling some type of way, like the hero, he's saying like the heroes aren't the only ones putting their lives on the line for their cause. Like he feels like the League of Villains is a family. They kind of just ignore each other's past and only worry about their current and the future. So he's like, he's basically saying like he loves his family, the League of Villains, and basically he's pointing out that he's willing to do anything to keep them alive and keep them moving forward to the future that they have, you know, thought out together.
Didn't he say then, like, then they go back to the backstory, like he's like the great great grandson of like a famous thief?
Yes. Hold up, I'm gonna pull it up for you. His name was, man, where is it? Oh, OG Hamera, the peerless thief. I might, obviously, I most likely butchered his name, but yeah.
Yeah,
he was like the great great grandson.
But it was kind of, but he's like, just like, yo, man, it's like, don't underestimate me. But it, like, and this is what I'm talking about. Like, they think there's a moment of peace now because, like, Shigaraki's kind of hurt. Nobby's kind of wrapped up. We got him all in the flames. Everybody's wrapped up in Genus's threads. So you think it was good. But then Compress, this dude took a piece of his own flesh and mutilated himself to break free. Like, that's how much they were willing to do for their cause. Like, to make sure we win. Because, like, they're tired of the society that just hates on villains and, like, this fake. They feel like the society's full of, like, fake justice.
Mm-hmm.
Like heavy justice towards the villains, and heroes aren't really all what they cracked up to be. So they're trying to talk with that, and it's like, we're not giving up. But like, where you think this is the end of us? It's like, no, not at all. And so he mutilates himself to get free of Genus's threads, and then instantly he's using all of his powers to call everybody. He's just like, yo, Spinner. He's like, you were right. We are a family. He's like, yo, everybody come to me, and he compresses everybody. Or he's in the moment, though, trying to compress everybody so they can make their escape. I think he was able to compress everybody, right?
Yeah.
He got Spinner, Shigaraki, and then Dobby was like the last one.
Yeah.
He was in a battle with Shoto.
Did he grab that random guy? The one with that had like the computer hacking skills? Because he was like, don't forget me, but I can't tell if he actually grabbed them or not.
I think so. I believe he did.
Yeah.
But yeah, like he put in a lot of work to get himself. And then Genus was like, he's like, nah, man. It's like, dang, he's like, I didn't think you mutilated yourself, but even still, we can't let you escape. And Mr. Compress is like, nah, man. Now we out here. We done. He's like, this isn't the end. He's like, yo, Shigaraki is the key to giving us the future that we want. And I wholeheartedly believe that. So he like compressed them all, and then what did he throw, like a smoke screen to get away?
He did, but prior to that, that's genius. Even though he saw him, like you said, mutilating himself, he used the threads from Mr. Compress's clothes, at which point Mr. Compress had to ditch his clothes. So Best Genius wouldn't keep stopping him.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But so was
whatever
this
the cause, like Mr. Compress was like, whatever the cost, man, we're getting out of here.
Yep. It actually doesn't actually show if it was a smoke screen, because like he's like, voila,
the curtain rises on the final performance.
Yeah,
the Compress. But I thought he threw a smoke screen, but because it looked like they were disappearing.
Yeah. So previously it looked like he had compressed everyone into the marbles, right?
Yeah.
But then in that last, the last scene, they were back in there, like, you know, out of the marbles. So I was like, I thought he was going to, like, you know, take him and run or toss him or something. Like, I was more surprised that they came out of their marble-like form. But then if you also see it in the last scene, Shigaraki, I can't tell if he's waking up or not, but they pan in on his head. So I feel like something's going to happen with him.
It is, but yo, this battle's going on for a while. It's like at this point, they need to come and regroup. The heroes need to recover. They try to gotta rebuild the city that Giant Maki had destroyed.
Oh my god,
I'm not sure what more there is to do in this chapter. But if Shigaraki wakes, this is gonna be interesting because he's kind of rested now. Everybody else is just straight up hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I still can't. Honestly, one of the funniest thing is how, Ingenium called Bakugo by his new name, like the full title. I'm just like, yo, like, no, please don't. Like, that's just a hassle for the manga writers to write it all out. Either call him Dynamite or just stick to Bakugo. Like,
yeah,
I'm not doing that name.
No way, it was way God too
of,
much.
God of exposure, murder, death, Dynamite. It's something ridiculous, but no.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, he was doing the most by actually saying the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I give him props for that. But yeah, like you said, this battle is dragging. I don't know how it's gonna end. If it ends, whether it be like you know, the villains escape or someone dies, I don't know.
Yeah, I totally didn't see that coming from Compress, him sacrificing his body like that to get away. I didn't see that coming.
My other thing, Lemillion, I mean, he's clearly running towards them at the current moment. Does Lemillion probably have the best quirk to fight Shigaraki?
No.
Why?
I don't think so. Because I really think like, because he has a bit, not obviously the transfer wasn't complete, but he's basically like a demi all for one.
Yeah, so
he can find some type of quirk to like nullify Lemillion.
Permutation.
Yeah, the permutation. Like if he tries to choose like, because I don't know, like if he tries to do like those little spike things that got Bakugo, he can shoot. Lemillion will probably be able to permeate the wood, but it's all a matter of like how much energy he's gonna have with the battle. But I think really ultimately, like, it's just going to be end up Shigaraki versus Deku.
Yeah, I mean,
ultimate final battle. Like, obviously, like, that's what we have set up.
Yeah.
But so Lemillion might be like a good fight, but I think he's got to do his path is somewhere else. Like, his path isn't to fight Shigaraki.
Yeah. Interesting. I'm just trying to find ways of how they're gonna, you know, go to the next chapter.
I know that's your boy. That's your boy, Lemillion. Yeah. Your boy. He,
like when they took away his powers, I was kind of hurt for him. You know, I was feeling some type of way. And now that he's back, I'm just excited. So like, I gotta rep him for a little bit, you know. But I got nothing against the other heroes. I like Bakugo, Dynamite. You know, I'm not gonna say his full name, but and Deku.
I'm waiting for the Todoroki battle. that three-way battle is Endeavor and Shoto versus Dobby or Toya.
Tell you.
But that's like, that's gonna have to be that. That needs its own chapter, like its own chapter arc.
Yeah.
When they get together.
True. I think hypothetically, if Deku and Shigaraki do end their battle here, I don't think Dobby is gonna get defeated here. I think he's gonna, like you said, go off somewhere, and then they're gonna have their arc with him.
Oh no, no, they're definitely not losing here. Like, they're not gonna be. It's not the ultimate battle here. Like, the League of Villains will get away and regroup another day.
Mm-hmm.
So we still got Toga. She's off somewhere.
After
Ochaku.
She's currently mentally unstable right now.
Yeah. So you still got the list. You know, Spinner is gonna be good. I think pretty much Mr. Compress is dead.
Yeah,
he did his final yeah. performance to make sure the villains escape.
Yeah, he's not still alive in this
main
one.
Ones, we got Shigaraki, Spinner, Dobby, Toga.
I mean, they lost those twice. That's true.
We got the hacker dude.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Whose name I keep forgetting.
I don't know. I'm just gonna call him Hacker. It makes most sense. Who else? I think that's about.
So those are like the main five.
Yeah. So.
Because Kuragiri still locked up.
Oh yeah. That's right.
The word game, but you know, if they actually managed to, if Shigaraki actually got powered up, and they were managed to do the, if he had gotten 100% of All For One's power, it would have been a wrap.
Yeah.
Because he would have had All For One and plus the decay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He would have been dangerous. I mean, he's dangerous now, but a whole nother level.
Ridiculously OP.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. I got to wrap up, though.
Okay. Y'all got to go to the appointment?
Yeah. Look,
all right, but before we go, quick thoughts. How are you feeling about the news about the third movie?
Oh, snap. I haven't heard the third movie.
No, it's not out yet. You didn't see the poster?
Give me the spill, the preview on that.
I don't think they have the trailer out yet. They just showed the poster. It was Bakugo, Shoto, and Deku, and it was just like he will finally meet the big three, and it was just like, oh, summer 2021, and it's just like, ooh, okay,
I'm digging that.
But no, if you find the poster, like all three of them have these new, like, I don't think they're UA, but all three of them have this new outfit, the gear that they're wearing. So I'm just like, okay,
do they look older?
No.
Okay, I'm gonna find it. But just from hearing about it, I think that's super exciting. I know Deku and Bakugo, like, they clearly been like the main two with Shoto. Shoto's there. He's been there. Like, they're leading him up to be there, but like, they haven't really placed him with them to be the big three. But that poster, that.
Oh, no. We already know it's going to be those three. Those are the top three right there.
Mm-hmm. But I wonder if Shoto is going to actually find out, you know, about Deku and All Might, the transfer, like Bakugo does.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Nah, Deku and Bakugo, that's going to be their thing. But yeah, also, before we go, there was news yesterday, well, I just found out, got sent to me yesterday. They are bringing back Death Note for a limited series. I think it's called Death Note Short Stories. But it's kind of
nice twist.
I think it's been with Ryu. I don't know if it's going to be with Light again. I think it's more from Ryu's side. We're definitely going to be Ryu because obviously, you know, Light's dead. Yeah, Death Note Short Stories. It's going to be a new anthology. So, it's going to be a new owner of the book. So, I'm excited.
I wonder what that personality is going to be, like, in comparison to Light.
Yeah. Also, I don't know if I told you this earlier, but they are rebooting Shaman King for 2021.
That's sick.
And I'm excited about that as well. Mm-hmm. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, Ty got to run because him and Kylie got an appointment with a baby girl or boy. We don't know yet. But I'm thinking, wait, now Jamil had the girl.
Yeah, he did. Watch.
Y'all probably get a girl. If y'all get a girl, that's double trouble for the both of y'all.
True.
That is double trouble for the both of y'all because they're gonna be best friends. And y'all just gonna just start emptying out the wallets now. Like y'all gonna be spoiling those girls. You already know.
Gonna be boy, broke dads.
If you get a boy, maybe you might be able to manage a little bit, but girl, you're spoiling her.
Yeah. Facts of life, me and the daddy's girl.
All right, everybody. That's another episode of Anime Brothers.
So,
Disciple Donshini and Ty So Fly. Once again, catch us on Instagram at Anime Brothers. Also on Twitter at A Brothers. And we shall see you hopefully next week. I mean, Merry Christmas to all of you. Again, this is Sunday, December 20th. So pre-recorded here. So Merry Christmas to all y'all. Probably going to be. Obviously, this episode will air after Christmas, but yeah, we're just gonna say Merry Christmas anyway.
For sure. Merry Christmas,
hope y'all everyone. Had a good one. See you next week.
Yep. Annie out.
Annie out.